Okay, this is continuing.
Continuing John with Gordon recruited. Stanley. Sorry.
Continuing with Gordon Stanley on 14th June, 74. 13th June, right.
Well, we before John left, we had the problem, how do you start a radio astronomy group? It was difficult to get research fellows at that stage. There were not many being trained in the United States. It was obvious that most of them had to come from overseas. Jim Roberts was here when John left. Radhakrishnan was here. Dave Morris, I think, came after.
Mm-hmm.
But this was not enough to sort of run a major observing program. Jim Roberts, I think, in particular, was a tower of strength. An exceptionally solid astronomer. The recruiting of the students had been done in an unusual way that maybe you better not publish this too pointedly, but there were no students at Caltech who sort of had applied to do radio astronomy, and the ones who had applied to do astronomy of course were not interested in being turned into something like this. Barry Clark was the only one that had been turned back, and Jesse often makes remarks about this ruining a very good student. Of course,
I see, he was originally an optical astronomer.
Yes, he was the one that they could turn from optical astronomy to radio astronomy. So we went to the physics department, and the physics department, I mean, if you're not interested, or if Feynman, Gell-Mann are not interested in you, you sort of started to be considered second rate, and you start to look around somewhere else. So we recruited quite a large batch of people from the physics department. I think Alan Moffat actually did apply with some interest in radio astronomy, and then I talked to him, I remember, and then he just vanished. We didn't see him for about a year. He went over to physics. And then somewhere late in the piece he came back again. But there were three exceptional students amongst them, I think. At that time it was very difficult for me to distinguish between Reed, Wilson and Moffat. They all sort of started much the same time. I don't think there was any particularly brilliant insight into how we picked the students. It was just that it seemed to me, with John gone, that the very low likelihood of being able to recruit really top-notch research staff, I only had one alternative, and that was to look to the students.
Yeah.
And the students were the thing that made the place tick. It was one of the things that always struck me about the United States. My own background, I suppose, is partly responsible. Radio physics was built on people with undergraduate degrees, and the thing was, to me, trained in the right way, they come out with an undergraduate degree, they're essentially mature people, and they're usually, if they've been reasonably trained, they're as good at that stage as they'll be at any other stage. And I think it was simply that. I mean, we just had reasonably good guys, and here was the excitement, a new instrument which was capable of getting into a lot of research. And I think we just started to train them earlier than people would normally, and they were essentially independent. Because, again, with my background in astronomy, I had largely to turn the people loose.
Right.
And only act as a loose guide to what they were doing and make sure that they were not going to foul things up or get into something which was completely stupid.
What happened to Reed?
He's still in the group.
He is, I see. Didn't realize that.
Well, Reed, that's where it's so hard to judge students, you know. Reed, it's in his personality, I'd say, on the exam results at Caltech or his performance as a graduate student, it would be very difficult to choose between he and Wilson and Moffat. But Reed essentially wanted to do engineering, so he has become an engineer.
That's why I haven't heard of him.
Yeah.
Well, I think that brings it up to sort of the mid-60s, where I'm cutting this off because everything sort of just blows up at that point.
Yeah.
So unless, can you think of anything else that...
No, you've got a lot to do, and I think you've got more there than you probably can...
Well, it's been a very good overview of 20 years there. Thank you very much.
Good.
That ends the interview with Gordon Stanley on 13 June 74 at Owens Valley Observatory.